I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to wrap up with one other thing I think we share in common. And I used to work radio in Salt Lake City, Utah, of all places. And I had a fun, I had a really fun hobby that I enjoyed all winter long. And it turns out you enjoy that hobby. And it, in fact, is medically therapeutic to help your MS. Talk to me about your favorite winter sport.
The thing I've talked to people about this is crazy. I'm an avid snowboarder. And snowboarder because for me, and NS heat's my nemesis. And so, and in recent years, I've been able to actually do some therapy to actually help abate some of that. But heat has always been my nemesis. I feel much better in the dead of winter, in the cold, than I do in the heat. And so if you're hanging out in the cold, you got to figure out to do something. And because of the way the pain in my feet is, it's really weird. Snowboard, you know, snowboard boots and snowboard bindings are kind of, if, I guess if you didn't have foot pain, they wouldn't be annoying, but for me, it kind of, it's not that annoying, it kind of locks my feet into a position where I know where they are. It's hard for people to understand that, but I'm locked in and I finally have contact with the bottom of my feet. And that makes me feel really good. And it's almost like for a person who gets a runner's high, I get a high out of being able to stomp my feet against that board using my ankles to go down a mountain. And it's such a freeing, liberating, it's one of those things that also I glommed onto because even through my illness, as it progressed and as I've been able to battle back, it's something that always just lets me think for a little while that I'm not sick. Mm.
It's cathartic for so many of us. And I remember when I first discovered the joy of skiing and boarding and that never-ending white wave that gets under your feet. And you said it all. It's you're just out there looking at the scenery, a great day in nature. Now that I'm a parent, you know, I'm excited to share it with my kids. It's just really
it's
awesome.
You can go out there and you don't think about anything other than, you know, I ride really fast. I think you and lots of my friends and even my wife has been like, you know, do you need to slow down? Because I probably average in the mid-40s to 50 miles an hour. I mean, I ride with a group of guys who are way younger than me, and we really don't paralyze anything, but we're fast. And just that idea of running down a mountain with only a little piece of plastic under your feet, and you got to move by trees and things. You know, there's nothing else you get to think about but snowboarding. So it's like the most liberal. You don't have to think about any care in the world but just magic carpeting down a mountain and not hitting a tree.
Amy, grip it and rip it. And I tell you what I want to do, since I finally got you on the phone here, I was wondering if at a future date, sometime, if I could get some vets together with me, could we go snowboarding with
Done.
I love it, man. I will reach out to you and the folks in your organization and follow up with you at some time in the future. Also, as we see movement on Capitol Hill, I'm also going to reach out to you and see if we can maybe get together in Washington, D.C. at another time. But first and foremost, veteran, TV personality, and just inspiring in a lot of different ways, Mr. Montel Williams. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you on the phone this last hour.
Thanks so much for having me. So I definitely will check in with you when I'm back in town. Be well.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.